Bayview 15%.
Baby, on the night you said you would. Against funny things that I remember.
The dig into some of these songs, it's a little telling, maybe a little too close to home. No makeup on Jennifer.
Not right now.
No makeup on Roberta.
Nope, already took it off.
You took it off?
Well, I forgot to take it off last night, so I had
to. How do you go to bed at night and not wash your face?
I was so exhausted.
How do you do that?
Yeah, sometimes it can happen.
Sometimes you're just I put my night cream on, but I didn't even wash my face.
Is something, because, Doug, about
all you and I have to do is wash our face.
Yeah, it's a whole
They have
process.
To go through this whole process of demasking.
What is the process? Hey. You get some soap and you
not
wash
that.
Your face with it and it
no,
takes the makeup
soap,
off.
Soap? Ladies, you never wash your face with soap.
Oh, I wash
no
my
way.
Face with soap
oh,
every night.
Explain the process to
my
the young lad.
Hurt.
Yeah, oh,
we
my
first
gosh.
Use, let me tell you, we first use cleanser. Depending on your skin type, you use one for oily combination or dry skin. I have dry skin, so I use that.
First, you need cold cream to take the makeup off.
No, I don't use that. I use eye makeup remover, and then I use cleanser. And then I use toner, which helps tone up your skin after you've washed it and close up your pores. And then I put on sometimes serum and then moisturizer or just sometimes moisturizer.
Or night skin.
You understand
now? Or night skin.
I understand that soap and water works fine. That's what I understand.
No, that would my face is actually going.
There are gentle soaps you can use. Look at my face. I have. Would you believe? All I do is wash my face.
Looks like you've been using soap.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it doesn't look like I've been using soap. I put the creams and things on them, and my face is fine. My face reflects
like a baby's body.
My youthful appearance reflects my age. In terms of not biological, but or chronological, but biological. It's all in just having your pores clogged up like that at night. Ugh. All that stuff on there. How could you? I just can't even begin to imagine. And going to bed with somebody who had that stuff all over their face.
You're a snob a little. You make all the women you take home before the moment of passion wash their face before they hop in the old sack-a-rooney?
It's either that or a bag, baby.
Uh-huh.
What about the other parts?
I'd be more concerned with that.
10 past the hour. Pretty interesting reality that a lot of people have not taken into account. You would not hear, this is not a political program, but I'm thinking that this is a good sounding board for some of the things that have come about, at least through my mind, since the Giffords affair in Tucson. I've been noticing the ladies in Congress and how they seem to be bonded. And I guess the second page of that was at the State of the Union last week. If you looked the way the seating, it wasn't a chart, but the way the seating sort of finally took place, where there were women, didn't make any difference whether they were Republicans or Democrats, women wanted to sit with women. Did you notice that?
I didn't.
How many people noticed that last week? The women were watched, and I watched them get together as much as they could. And so I have just managed in the last week or so to find out how many women there were in Congress and to see, you know, there's a women's caucus now?
Yes.
The Congresswomen are together. There's a caucus for everything. The Black caucus, there's the Hispanic caucus, there's the Liberal caucus, the Conservative caucus, the Blue caucus, the Red caucus, all of these
I can
things.
Name one that there isn't, though.
What's that, Rich?
The White Caucus.
There is no White Caucus, no. That's probably something we should look into. Maybe an investigation. Get the feds on that. But the more practical side, sort of the fun side of the ladies in Congress. When I was a kid, I don't think I couldn't name one woman who was in Congress. Going back, and I had really astute interest in the political world. I was a political science major in college. I loved history. I loved civics. I loved things that helped us learn more about our government. Paid a lot of attention. I don't remember. Could be wrong, but I don't remember as a child ever seeing any women in Congress. Now that has changed, might be even dramatic, the change. Number of women who are senators, number of women who are in Congress. The women in the Senate are different than the women that are in Congress. There is more of a camaraderie, even though the club of the Senate is very close, and they don't have the kind of political nagging in the Senate that they do in the House. They don't have the vitriol. They don't have the anger. They disagree, but they're all, at the end of the day, they're pretty much all pals. Now, that is not the case in Congress, especially the last 4 or 5 years, among the men. But the women, it is a different story. The women, if you watch them, show up together. They go to the ladies' room together. It's like they were at a restaurant. It's really very interesting. And there are a couple of leaders who sort of act as mother hens. There are women now, Richie, on the Armed Services Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I think that the leader of the Armed Services Committee is a woman, if I'm not mistaken. I stand to be correct, but I think that there's a woman.
I think you are right.
I think I am.
Look it up real quick.
Yep, right. And then, you know, we go, a lot of them, after Gabrielle Giffords was shot, all of the women sort of together got on a plane and went there to see her. Did you know that? Most of the women in Congress who had
That's
served with her.
That's when she first had emotion, right? When they
right.
showed up?
When they showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They showed up, and that it was a really interesting, again, an interesting reality that all of these people together, Nancy Pelosi showed up, Debbie Wasserman, the women who, I mean, we don't really, much of us, we don't like Pelosi because it isn't about her being a woman. It's just about her being just a shrew. Is that, well, she is.
Shrew?
I think she's a shrew.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Not very pleasant.
No, a very unpleasant woman. But the women that showed up there, they spent between, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours with Giffords. But then I started looking around at some of the other things that would indicate to me that there is a real bond of friendship between these women, whether they are Republicans or Democrats. It seems to make little difference other than the public stuff when it comes to a vote or something like that. But these women...
Do we know what the numbers are now?
Are friends.
Like men and women total?
You know what? That's a good thing for us to look for. I don't know what the actual answer is. Seems to me 149 is the number of women. That number sticks out in my mind. But we'll check that, Jennifer. We'll all check that for a moment here and come up with a number. But I just think what it does is show you something that I have long advocated, more women in public policy positions, better for the country. People get along better. Women just naturally lead better, get along better. I wish Hillary Clinton were president, frankly, of the people that were around. Now, does that happen for everybody? The problem is that too many women in politics and in business try to act like men. I think that's what's happened. Hillary's in and out of that. Certainly Pelosi is in and out of that.
What does that mean, act like men?
Just try to be, have a presentation that is more testosteronic than estrogenic.
Testosteronic.
There are currently 76
women in the U.S. House of Representatives.
They don't have to communicate. How many?
76
really?
In
I
the House,
there was more
17
than that.
In the Senate.
Huh. Thought there were more than that. At any rate, the number is growing. But
look at this. Women in Congress, 1917 to present.
Yeah. The women first were in
Jeanette Rankin of Montana became the first woman to serve in Congress.
Really?
A total of 274 women have served in the as U.S. representatives or senators.
Yeah.
Womenincongress.house.gov.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There it is. The point I'm trying to make, Roberta, is that women, generally speaking, are not as aggressive as men. Sometimes they try to be, but when it comes
because
to the...
Because they don't have to be.
Well, but in this, the point with the women that get together in Congress is a point that is made in a broader sense. Women, yes, there are differences, but they are not vitriolic. They're not angry at each other. They're not full of testosterone.
Did you just say women aren't as aggressive as men?
In this circumstance, I don't. In terms of
you mean Roberta, outwardly aggressive?
Roberta is way more aggressive than you or I.
Well, but that's
I don't have to pound my chest
general.
And roar to prove it.
Yeah. You just nag us to death.
I really do think that there's something to this. There's something to this. I think there is something to this thread of discussion. The discourse between women is much more civil than the discourse between men. And there are solving problems that go on. The solution to situations that need attention seem to come easier when women are involved in trying to work it through. And so I think that that's something we ought to be aware of, and we ought to extol the value and the virtue of that. We ought to embrace it because it is good for us to solve our problems, and maybe the more women around, the easier we can deal with some of our problems. It certainly is worth a thought. And I just think that this example of these women that went to see Gabrielle Giffords, but in general, the way they work and function together, it's a different league. It really is. Women are different in this arena as they are in so many other arenas. And that's what I was pointing out. 17 after the hour on Good Day.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just better oatmeal.
Mash mush?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to betteroats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Looks like there's an epidemic here. Jordan's king has dismissed the government there and appointed a new prime minister today.
He hired Egypt's government.
Right.
Hey, guys.
You've got experience. We want to hire you.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to NationalUnderclassmen.com to find out more.
Directed.
Warning, do not try this at home.
I found something that I found intriguing that I wanted to send to some of my colleagues.
Okay, well, the process is you're going to left-click on the text and then drag the mouse down with the blue space.
Right.
Now you can click edit. Underneath edit is the word copy.
Yeah, okay.
You've now taken what's in blue, okay, click new email. And
where?
In the body of the
new email, where? I go back to Outlook.
Right.
in the space where I would normally type.
Your text.
I'm right. It says write message. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to...
Right-click.
Says toolbar...
No, you're not in the white space. Mm-hmm. Click in that space where you would type. Do you see the word paste?
No.
All right.
see, this is where I always end up, John.
No but iPhone for you.
Come join us. Doug Steffens, good day.
Hang down your head.
Ho!
Hang down your head.
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha, 24 and change after the hour. Birthdays for this 1st of February, including Bob Shane, one of the singers in the Kingston Trio. Remember Tom Dooley?
I remember this song.
Yeah. Tom Dooley is the subject matter of the song. Kingston Trio, that's a great era of music, I think, in our country. The folk era. Bob Shane, 77 today. Listen to some of the story here, Richie.
Out in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree.
Oh, this is a happy song.
Hi, who do you want? A happy song? Let's celebrate Phil. No, Don Everly's birthday is today. They have three or four really good songs. This is one of them. Mr. Everly is 74 years old or young today. Robert, I think of you.
Yeah, I always watch you for going with the oldies.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you listen to these guys and their harmonies.
Wherever
I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue.
It's been all morning.
Great harmonies. Great.
Ray Sawyer from Dr. Hook's birthday is today. Same age as Don Everly, man. These rockers are getting old. 74. They always love three or four or five times a year one of these birthdays shows up. We can get another great song in from Dr. Hook, like the cover of the Rolling Stone. All right, let's celebrate Sherman Hemsley's birthdays. George on the Jeffersons. 73 today. That's a fun show. Fun song. Why can't they make comedies today that are actually funny like this one?
I know.
Yeah.
Good old
stupid 2.5
Men. Family.
Modern Family.
Modern Family is
pretty good.
Knockdown Drag Out.
Somebody said they were surprised I didn't watch that. Somebody had dinner with
you. It's a great show.
You would love watching that. It's hilarious.
Mike Campbell, the guitarist with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, is 60 today. Another good pop song.
And when you see Tom Petty, a.k.a. the Crypt Creeper, up on stage, he goes, "And my right hand man."
Yeah? Fascinating, Rich.
Yeah. I know.
That's fascinating. Thank you.
Right hand man.
Yeah. Rich Williams, guitarist for Kansas. Dust in the Wind is another one of their big songs. Carry On Wayward Son. I sing this to my son all the time. He's 60 today. Bill Mooney was Will Robinson in Lost in Space.
Danger,
remember?
Danger,
danger, danger, Will Robinson. Yes.
Danger, Will Robinson.
There he is. He's 57 today. Can you believe that? You know, I was trying to find, what her name? June Lockhart, and she lives not far from me in Santa Monica, and I haven't stopped to see her yet. She was like 87 the last birthday. Lisa Marie Presley's birthday is today. Still trying to have a career. Got a new CD out, as a matter of fact. That's not from it. This is a song called Lights Out.
Very cool.
And Patrick Wilson, the drummer for Weezer, is 42 today. So we got all that taken care of, Richie.
There you go.
We made it before it became 28 past the hour on Good Day.
You.
The book is called The Big Short.
And it sheds light on the recent economic meltdown by focusing on people who went against the conventional wisdom and won.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. We all know this now.
Something was wrong that people were getting these low-doc and no-doc loans. They were taking on more than they could handle.
But while mortgage companies were extending credit, a few smart investors saw trouble. AARP financial educator John Dolphiné.
Some of these people did what was called shorting. They betted against subprime mortgage bonds when they were zooming and realized enormous profits because they took a very contrarian view.
The book, The Big Short, by popular investigative reporter Michael Lewis, introduces us to these forward-looking moneymakers. One of them made over $700 million. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, the Boomer Broads, Janet and Anne Marie are here as well. It has become abundantly clear to me that there are two things that are sort of controlling, nagging, pulling at all of us these days, and one of them has to do with the situation in the Middle East. The Egyptians and the problems they're having there, and the interesting side story now that's developing, it may not be a side story for too long. There are problems in North Africa and four or five other countries. The Middle East sees problems today in Syria, and Jordan's king has appointed a new prime minister. The streets of Jordan full of protesters. There are a number of cities in Syria where we see these same sorts of things, and one wonders what the what's the outcome of all this. Is it going to disrupt the complete Middle East, and what impact does that have on us? Well, other than we were foolish enough to listen to Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld during the Reagan years and become so dependent on Middle Eastern oil that every time somebody burps or passes gas over there, the price goes up a nickel at the pump. And with all of this going on, you have to know that it will affect what we're paying for fuel and why we are not doing more here at home, the ancillary thing. I, frankly, I don't give a damn about the Egyptians, and I don't really give a damn about the Jordanians or the Syrians. Let them straighten out their own messes, even though it would be nice if they would go down the street of democracy. When we let the Mubarak thing go too long, easily, it could have easily been controlled during the Clinton era or the first part of the Bush era. Somebody could have said to Mubarak, look, this doesn't work anymore. We're not going to keep giving you aid. You can retire. You've sapped billions. Literally, that family has ripped off America through our aid and trade partners. You had to pay a tribute to the Mubarak family to get anything in or out of the country. So they have reaped billions of dollars. Just go live in America or South America or someplace, get out of here, and, you know, somehow or other organize something that makes sense rather than what's going on there now, which is organized chaos. which may end up being something that's good for everybody. And I don't mean good for America, just good for the world. And you know, it remains to be seen what is right for them and what might be right for the world. But you got to know that the Saudi Arabians and the Syrians and the Jordanians, the Libyans, all these people that have been running these despots and been running these countries as dictators, I mean, there's the same kind of unemployment in Saudi Arabia as there is in Egypt. And yet they have all this oil money, and it, that goes through most of, that's the thread through the Middle East. So, you know, we all knew sooner or later this whole area was going to blow up. And mostly it's because of the new media, because of Twitter and Facebook and the things that are now part of what can't be controlled by the state. And so that, you know, there's an ancillary issue that you could discuss. I don't necessarily think now's the time for it. But when you see governments everywhere trying to put so many controls on their people, and we've seen it in our country in the last two or three years, so since September 11th.
The genie is out of the bottle.
It really is.
Yeah.
But yet people still are being inundated with government interference in our country. And,
well, you wonder if one day they're just going to shut it off over there. They're just going to shut the spigot to information off because that's what's killing them.
You can't anymore. You can't shut it off.
They can. It'll
no,
be a war.
You go somewhere into the next thing. You go over to the border.
Yeah.
You have ways of getting information in. There are all kinds of ways of getting information in. It doesn't have to just be within the boundaries of the country. So anyway, this is one thing that is gnawing at people. And the other thing that's gnawing at people is the weather. The unbelievable weather, or we have the news media frame it as being unbelievable. We have another snowstorm going on today in New England. Came up, actually didn't come from your direction. Richie, last week, Rich and I were in a snowstorm last Wednesday. It came into Washington and the environs there and slowed everything down because they're just not used to having that much snow on the ground. We are here in New England used to it, but that doesn't mean that it's easy to get around in it or to put up with it.
We're not used to this. We're not used to this.
And we aren't because the weather has been mild. But if you go back to when we were kids, Anne Marie, there was plenty of snow around. We had many winters. I can remember drifts of 4, 5, 6 feet and building snow igloos next to the barn where the snow was piled up. We had, many storms. Maybe the biggest one that we can all remember is the blizzard of 78.
Yeah.
That was one snowstorm dropped 34 inches in 2 days, and that basically brought everything to a halt. This has come at least in increments. However, if the forecasts are true, depending on where you are in New England, you could easily see 2 feet of snow between today and the end of the day tomorrow with these two storms that have basically, they haven't combined, but they're running one tandem to the other.
I think it's more about the cumulative agony, the cumulative suffering. It's like,
you
get through 1 week and you think,
I know,
okay.
But you know what? That sounds so spoiled, so silly. It's agony. It's agony because we make it, we let it be. Agony. There are plenty of people who love to be out in the snow.
No. Yeah. We don't let it be. It's agony because it is agony.
You can't drive.
You can't walk in it.
Well, you can't do much in it.
Someone was hit outside our office last night because there's no sidewalks.
What time is the next plane to L.A.? Richie, check the schedule, will you please? Next plane to L.A.
Where are they?
I decided to get out of here today instead of waiting for tomorrow, which was my original plan. Now I'm wondering if I'll even get out of here today.
Yeah, you won't get out of here today.
You might. No.
I'm sorry.
Get out today because there's supposed to be a break in the action before
right.
the night.
Later on this afternoon. Right.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So.
But anyway,
for you, Doug.
What does it do to people? Rich, you can't really be imagined, although you and I spent time in it. And I don't know, Jennifer can't because she's in L.A. Roberta certainly can because New York, if any place would be horrible to have cabin fever, you couldn't get around in. There are so many things in New York to do, but if you can't get at them, you can't go to them, you can't get there, then what do you do? Do we all sound like a bunch of spoiled nincompoops?
No, it's not. I mean, I understand it's Mother Nature. I understand I choose to live here. I understand all of that.
Well, it isn't so much that. It's that we complain about something that is natural. It is the way it is.
Well, let me ask the question then. Is it? Is this global warming?
No.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. What is the snow that you guys are talking about?
Oh, that's fun.
Very cute, Jennifer.
I don't like you, Jennifer.
We can talk about it tomorrow when I'm there with you, Jennifer.
Okay. How's Maybe you could bring me a picture.
Would you put her on mute, please? That's very upset. Yeah. Very upset. No, but I think Amory mentioned to you, Doug, one of our clients is Mount Auburn Hospital in Cambridge.
Yes.
We're on the phone with them yesterday discussing public relations, which is what we do,
yep.
saying, I wonder what stories can come out of a hospital when it comes to snowstorms. We couldn't stop. People are overeating, so the nutritional issue is a big problem right now.
Yeah.
People are not sleeping. They are depressed. They have back, leg, and arm issues from the shoveling. I know it sounds like we're a whining generation.
It sounds like we're a bunch of wimps. We're wimps.
Well, wimps are not. People are walking around in a daze.
Well,
they really are.
Because they cannot cope with something that is a natural phenomenon and that has been going on for as long as there's been a planet.
You got to respect the suffering a little, too, whatever the explanation.
I don't have a – maybe it sounds easy for me to say because I don't have to sit in it, but I'm trying to be objective here and think about how we have gotten – I don't know. We've so found ourselves dependent on automobiles, and we are dependent on other forms of transportation. We have to go to work. Well, that's necessary and that's important, but we can't go to the beauty shop, and we can't go to play bridge. Well, but I am. I think it sounds like
I used to walk 5 miles.
You know what? And what's wrong with that? You know what? If you look at although this becomes a secondary part of this, that tiger mother. Like it or not, the way that her children have been reared is, in effect, a way to deal with these sorts of things along with lots of other things. You discipline yourself and you learn how to deal and cope with. We don't hide behind something or mask this stuff. Yeah, okay, it's depressing and it's kind of a pain in the neck, but it is a reality, and we have to deal with all kinds of realities in our lives.
But that doesn't mean we can't complain about it.
Oh, you can complain as long as you want, you know, much time.
We're a world of whiners. You know that. That's what we do. And we have no choice but to deal with it. What are we going to do? Not deal with it? We have to deal with it. But along the way, it's inconvenient. It impacts the amount of work we get done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're housebound a lot.
You have heard, you may not have heard me say this, but I have been for basically the last month, almost a month, complaining because my guys on the farm can't get a damn thing done.
There you go.
You feed the animals, you clean, and that's it. And you push snow around.
That's
I have
right.
five guys who are spending all day every day working, trying. It's three times as hard to feed the animals because you can't get in and out of the feedlot. It's three times as difficult to get to the feed itself. You can't maneuver around because the snow is piled up everywhere. The cows can't go anyplace. And so all of this money goes out for people who are supposed to be doing other jobs. They can't get them done because they can't even get to where the jobs are. So, yeah, I mean, I could join the bandwagon, but I don't know what to do. About
what about a lack of exercise for the animals? Does that impact them in a bit?
No.
Do they get a little crazy or no?
Well, they get a little crazy, but yesterday before it started snowing again, they venture out. They don't go much further in this. They have at least the animals here on the home farm have the whole pasture, which is 20-some-odd acres out front, and they spend most of their time wandering around in the good weather months. They haven't been 140 or 50 feet outside of this lot. I can look over there.
The snow would cover them, wouldn't it? Wow.
No, the snow. They go under. They have cover, but they choose to stand out in it. Sometimes they like it. And they, you know, this is the best weather for the cows. This time of year is actually the best and the kindest and the friendliest, as long as it doesn't get too cold. We had a couple of teats that froze up last week on a couple of cows. But it was really cold. It was 13 below one morning here. But in general, the cows would rather stand out in the snow. And the only thing that you worry about is making sure they have enough feed. As long as a cow can feed and chew her cud, she will stay healthy. And this time of year especially, they like the cold. It's very healthy for them. And the only thing that, if it's wet and miserable, then it's not good for them.
Well, if I was a cow. Yeah, maybe if
you were a cow, you'd love it.
There
There you go.
You would love, love, love this if you were a cow.
All right, so no more whining, but I did want to tell you an interesting anecdote about the Egyptians, sort of a sidebar. And we're hoping that we will be able to connect with this person so that we can hear directly from Egypt. And if so, I would love to share it with your audience as well. But
yeah, that'd be good.
One of our producers on the Boomer Broads was a young woman named Lila Salim. Fabulous woman, one of the best producers we've ever had. And in mid-December, she announced she'd graduated from school, a communications major, PR major. She was working retail to earn some extra money and, you know, doing our show on the side, and said that she'd gotten an offer. She was born in Egypt. And she, but her family's now here. Her father's in, you know, some kind of engineer, so he travels all over the place, but lived here in the Boston area, and announced to us that she was leaving because her best friend, from when she grew up and went to school in Egypt, was starting a booking company for a promotional company for bands, like for concerts.
Really?
And she was going to go do that. With her. And we were like, oh my gosh, too bad to lose you, but, you know, good luck. Egypt, how wonderful. Nothing happens in Egypt. 2 weeks later, a revolution. I did hear from her mother last night that she's okay, but that she's not going to come home.
Mm-hmm.
So we're anxious to talk with her to find out, you know, what is she doing? What's the sentiment on the street? Is she safe? Is anybody buying concert tickets these days?
Over there? I wouldn't.
I would say not too.
I would think that that would not be the greatest place to go to do a tour at the moment. But it'd be interesting to see how it all shakes out. All right, ladies, thank you. The Boomer Broads here on Good Day at 13 before the hour.
David Arquette, Lindsay Lohan, Hollywood is known for celebs who excessively drink or take drugs. And that's not all. An American Academy of Pediatrics study shows nearly 90% of 16 to 19-year-olds say they had their first drink soon after turning 11. And 1 million high school students are already frequent binge drinkers and more likely to use drugs, have sex, and do poorly in school. So what's the answer? Pax Prentice, co-founder and director of the world-renowned Passages Malibu Addiction Cure Center, was also an addict for 10 years, who, with the right therapy, survived and thrived. So does rehab work?
Traditional 12-step programs didn't work for me, and they don't work for many people. You must treat the underlying causes in one-on-one therapy. This is what worked for me. I have been clean and sober for 10 years. I was using cocaine, heroin, and alcohol, but I turned my life around, and you can too.
For more on Passages Malibu, to help someone you know or love, call 1-888-520-CURE.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It is,
What a show.
lot of both estrogen and testosterone today floating around here. But it's good because we have these things are things that need to be addressed. We need to have the old spout at the top of the bottle, take the cork off and let it all get out. Let it all we have the neck and people get sort of pent up with their emotions and their thoughts. And when you hear some of these things, you want to do something about it. Can't do much about the snow. Can't do much about what's going on in Egypt. But you can do some things about your access to local food and things that you want in your own world, your own family, your own life. So we've had a lot of that in the discussion today. Thank you. 51 after on Good Day.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Percent.
A storm of protest continues in Egypt with a storm of another kind moving across the U.S. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Let's start in Egypt, where authorities are preparing for another day of anti-government protest today, with opposition organizers calling for a march of millions and a general strike. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urging both sides to show restraint.
It is important that the government should ensure that proper channel of communication is ensured. The freedom of speech, expression, and freedom of association should also be ensured.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has sworn in a new cabinet in an effort to appease demonstrators, but the reshuffle has widely been dismissed as inadequate, with continued calls for Mubarak to step down. Meanwhile, more than 1,000 Americans have left Egypt as the State Department coordinates departures. State Department spokesperson P.J. Crowley says Americans who are still in Egypt who want to leave need to get to Cairo Airport.
The airport is open 24/7, so as people get to the airport, we will put them on the next available flight out.
And speaking of flights, more than 2,000 flights across the U.S. have been canceled because of the latest winter storm that's moving across the country. It's a massive system that started in the Rockies, crawling to the plains and the Midwest, and will reach the Northeast today. This storm isn't all snow. There's sleet, ice, freezing rain. This Detroit resident says he and his neighbors are
fed up with winter.
People are not looking forward to it. I heard people saying they want to move to Florida. My wife said, oh, can we get out of this cold weather?
And plenty of cold weather to go around. More than a foot and a half of snow is expected in the Chicago area today. And how about this guy in New Jersey? His name is George. Is he ready for this blast of winter?
Bring it.
Bring it?
Well, it's got to happen. I mean, that's the way the weather patterns are going. They're kind of out of whack.
Now, that's a term you won't hear an expert meteorologist use, but it's as accurate as any other. This weather pattern is out of whack. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Who's ready for another powder day as the East braced for fresh powder once again? We keep riding that smooth groom packed powder, just what Chuck was doing in Maine.
Jordan Bowl at Sunday River has two exceptional intermediate trails. Excalibur and Rogue Angel are both very long and wide with a strong, steady pitch that includes several ridges and some fast drops for that roller coaster effect. And the powdery coat on a fast, firm base just added to the excitement at Sunday River. I'm Chuck Devine.
In Vermont, Stratton rides a couple of six-passenger lifts and 37 miles. Smuggler's Notch checks out three peaks and over 70 runs. While the Wachusett in Massachusetts, over 20 trails, they stay at full operation. Heading out to the west, where Colorado continues to ride the good packed powder snow, like at Breckenridge, 155 runs. Vail, Colorado, checking out 193 runs, like Golden Peak, which has 14 black and double black diamond trails on it. Steamboat at 165 runs. It's packed powder there. Park City, Utah, 113 trails of powder. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, investors looking past the turmoil rocking Egypt. Stocks advancing with strong earnings reports by several blue chip firms. The Dow up 68 points, closing at 11,892. S&P up 10. NASDAQ with a 13-point gain. Crude oil way up, $2.85 a barrel to $92.19. The Obama administration plans to appeal a ruling from a federal judge in Florida that the new health care reform law is unconstitutional. Administration officials say they will appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit. A judge in Pensacola, Florida, yesterday took exception to the law's individual mandate, which requires Americans to start buying health insurance in 2014 or pay a penalty. But Judge Roger Vinson refused to impose an injunction against the law. And finally, as a chunk of the country deals with yet another winter storm, guess what tomorrow is? Yes, Groundhog Day. Seems each community has its own furry weather prognosticator, but the national star of the show is Punxsutawney Phil in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Mike Johnston, vice president of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club's Inner Circle, says Groundhog Day in Punxsutawney is important.
It's important to our community. It's important to the region. Quite frankly, it's important to the state of Pennsylvania, and I'm very happy to be involved with it.
I'll bet he is. Now, here's the deal, in case you've forgotten. If Phil sees his shadow, six more weeks of winter. If he doesn't, an early spring. Mr. Johnston, you wouldn't happen to know the forecast for Punxsutawney for tomorrow, would you?
The forecast for Groundhog Day is about as ugly as it gets.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen one way or the other. We can't change it, so we're just going to have to live with it.
Well, here's hoping, despite the lights of the TV cameras, Phil does not see his shadow and calls for an early spring. If he knows what's good for him, that's what he'll do. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Where radio has always been one dimension, it's time to get the full video experience of Doug Steffen's Good Day from Pal Talk at DougSteffen.com.
Wait a minute. Did you say video with Doug Steffen's Good Day radio show?
Yes.